All right, let's open up.
I first want to ask, first game that you guys have won by multiple goals, just so, how, what did you see out there, especially offensively and defensively? You held them in three shots. Just what did you see out there today?
No, listen, it could have been the same situation several times when we played the other team, but we didn't finish well. But like I told you when you asked me this question, I was not concerned by the fact that we didn't score, because I knew that something, we created many chances and so on, and tonight they did it well, so we have a good way to do it, and I'm really proud of, it's not easy to play against the New York Red Bull after many games in a row that we did like this. So I wanted to, when I was in the locker room, I wanted to step back a bit and just to think about how we did it. Because again, the way they played tonight, yes, it was a beautiful game, really, really good game, with the ball, but also without the ball. And to be good against New York Red Bull, we have to match their intensity. So physically, yes, but they are so good, but also in terms of when we have the ball, to be able to show and to get around the ball as quick as possible at the same intensity that they put the pressure. And at the same time, my player also understood that if we manipulate the opposition well, we can have running behind. And that's why I was really, 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 really happy about the first goal that we scored. Because again, we are able to score by many passes, but also the way we did it. So I'm proud, because not easy to play, but there is a moments like that, you know, where we have a kind of flow, and this is what I felt with the players tonight. So good for them, good for the club, good for the city. So.
There were quite a few moments that yourself, the players, the fans were getting really frustrated with the officiating tonight. It seemed like there was a lot of calls you all felt would miss. How have you just thought about the officiating tonight and overall, especially at this time in the league where there are replacements? Mm.
No, listen, I know that I don't like to talk about the referee, because I know that they try to do a good job, and I respect that. It's not easy to ref, but it's difficult.
And
simple as that, it's difficult. So, you know, sometimes they make calls, and this is not a common sense. So I cannot compete with that. So it's just difficult. I know that they try to be as good as they are, but it's not easy for them, because they have a lot of pressure for both sides. But no, this is not good enough, simple as that.
The last thing I want to ask right now is the front line with Jason, Cucho, and Diego. How do you feel like they've been flowing together, especially Jason stepping, it seems like he's stepping up when Alex is down, mm-hmm. and you saw Cucho found Jason mm-hmm. for a nice goal in the second half. So just how do you feel like that specific group has been flowing mm-hmm. together?
Just to clarify, I didn't put Jason because Matan was out. Mm-hmm. I put Jason because he deserved to be there. And again, like I told you, he missed a few goals, but the goal that he scored tonight is not easy. This is really not easy, because he had the pressure of the center back, a really big center back in a positive way, you know, strong. And then at the same time, he hits the ball where he has to do it, you know. So really well done. So good for them, good for him. Today also, what I like about my team is I can put players in different positions. So it was not a kind of front three, it was something different. So yeah, I am happy because when I feel something with the staff in terms of tactical element, tactical flexibility, they are able to apply and also to put their own things in it. And so this is something that I'm really happy.
Coach, there has to be a sense of proudness with as many games as you guys played within the league and coming away with points and still remaining unbeaten in league play so far. Mm. Just how proud of you are the team so far?
Oh, I'm really proud, because I have to I'm getting older, so now I'm wiser, like I like to say, and I respect the present moment. And tonight this is high level what we did. We have a lot of humility, knowing that we played 5 games in 3 weeks. So I told them, well done, bravo, because when this is good, it's good. When I have to say something, I'm going to say. But I told them also that we are missing now 10 wins to reach 13 wins and to be able to make the playoff and to go early. So enjoy the moment, and I'm happy for that. I'm really, really proud because today I saw fight, I saw tactic, I saw technique, and I saw mental aspect. And for me, everything was connected. So I'm going to enjoy with my wife for relax tonight.
Will Sands makes his return to the pitch. Just the thought process of what he's gone through, and how did you know it was the right time to bring him back into this mix?
Oh, listen, he's been training well. You know, it was not easy for him. He didn't have minutes, and he's close, but at the same time, he's a bit far. So it was the moment. You know, I didn't plan that. The game dictated everything. And I thought about him, and I said, he deserved it. It was the good moment for him because we had a really good game, and the flow of the game was good. So I'm happy for him. He deserved it.
Coach, I want to ask you, I know you haven't been around here long to know Josh Williams that much, not long, but some of the players are saying just having him around last year, his ideas and encouragement. Just talk about what you've seen out of him.
Yes, last year I talked about it already, and he's been really, really important for the team, but also for me, because that's why you're tired, but he was one of the oldest guy. And also he has a spirit that, first of all, it was a good example for me as a coach that we can help people to get better at any age. And he's struggling a bit in the beginning of the year because we were playing a certain way, but he had to process about the way we wanted to play, and after that he figured out. But for him, he was injured and so on, but he was the link up with the staff and the players, like Bushi. And all those guys are really important for the team because, as you know, we have a young team, and they were able to help us for the message, you know. And when he was not the moment for me to talk, because I don't like to talk just for the sake of talking, he was there also to sort it out. And before the game, I asked him to come, and he had a little speech, you know, before the game, and at the end also. And I'm happy because he's at peace with his decision. But this is a great, great, great man, and also, yeah, he deserves a good future.
Coach, I think it's 4 goals in 6 games for Cujo across all comps. How satisfied with your star play are you just, you know, coming out of the gate?
Yeah, massive respect for Cujo because every game, how can I say that in English? He breaks the new records, you know, in terms of runs, in terms of acceleration, deceleration, and so on. So he has all the time new threshold. And at the same time, as a coach and the staff, we are like, okay, I know that he saw a bit, like every players, but him, because of this game, the demand of this game. So a lot of communication with him, a lot of communication, and we change also the position a bit for him, because not for him, but for the team, but I know that he can play in this position. So I'm happy. I'm happy for him. He was supposed to score more goals, but again, the persistence and the competitive spirit that he has gives him the possibility to score again, and also to make assist or the pass before the assist. So good for him. He deserved the call with the national team, but he didn't have the call. But again, the idea is to help him to get better again, because he can improve on certain things, but I'm pleased for him.
And then just, you know, with that, maybe that smell aside, just from your chair, what is the ceiling for him this year? What goals do you have, maybe?
I like to say it's, I ask my player to be limitless. So there is no ceiling. It's all about the challenge that I'm going to give to Kucho is, okay, you run, you had many runs, okay, you had good actions. Is it possible to do more action like this? Is it possible to get better in disposition? Is it possible to get better for the way you rest? Is it possible? All the time, the evolution, the improvement, all the time. And this is my job with the staff to do it. And that's why we'll see. But he wants to get better. And for me, this is the most important because I can give him tools and also I can adjust myself also regarding what he needs. So this is the case for all my players. So I'm happy with that.
Time for some more.
Coach, every time you play the Red Bulls, it's almost like playing a chess match, trying to figure out their high press. After the first half, what did you see, you know, tell the team coming into the second half?
The first half was really good. So half time, I showed them two clips about details in terms of position. Positional play, but also position to put doubt on the opposition or in between the line or in behind, and to be good with the rest defense, because before the last 5 minutes before the first half, we started to lose few balls back to goal and they started to add offensive transition. So the idea was to be cold but intense. To be able to recognize this moment when we have to play simple and recognize when we have to turn. So yeah, just a couple of things like this, and I knew that it was a second game, not a second half, but a second game. So new game, and they did it well. So well done to them.
Thank you.